I thought he was conservative in terms of his decision making. You know, sometimes that can work against you. Sometimes it can work for you. The first one, you know, there was that little bit of a shadow issue that we talked about going into the week with the dome being open a year ago. They had done the same thing kind of on the same weekend, I believe, against Jacksonville. And, you know, so there was a little bit of a, you know, the ball was deeper. The second one did a good job catching it. And the third one, you know, he bailed out of it because he saw a gunner and saw one of our guys with their backs turned. And it can work for you. It can work against you. The Monday night game, you know, that was – I saw the clip where the gunner ran into the returner and the ball ends up being a turnover. Now, nobody likes – I think that ball rolled 24 yards after we didn't field the ball. But our number one goal is to give the ball back to the offense, and he wasn't comfortable in that situation, and I'd rather take that than a turnover every time. Well, that particular look they had not put on tape in Indianapolis. Coach McMahon used to be in Kansas City. There's an onside kick against San Diego. Shoot, I think it was 2012 in San Diego. It was a night game in which they did a similar thing onside kick-wise. You guys had asked me last week. McAfee's one of the premier onside kick guys in the league. They've done different things at different times, and we wanted to make sure we had enough people up front. So we had eight guys up in the front line, which is more than – most teams, and we wanted to make sure we were sound in terms of that stuff. Our scheme was fairly simple in terms of what we were going to ask the guys to execute, and the coaching point was just stay patient, you know, don't panic. You know, if they try one and we recover it, no different than a return being up to the 50-yard line. We had enough people up there to guard against that, but I felt like schematically everybody kind of got to where they needed to get to once that ball was kept in play.
You mentioned the shadow from the roof being open. Is that something in what they did it last year at the same week? Is that something you scout? I mean, you go back and say, okay, is the roof going to be open?
Absolutely.
I mean, how do you coach? Is there any way to coach, okay, the ball is coming from light into dark or dark into light? Is there any drill or anything you can put guys
Well, we try and take as many punts as we can in the sun. When it's in the shade, guys usually are okay from a lighting standpoint or whatever. You try and get those looks in pregame. In pregame, the shadow, the sun was actually in the stands, and it kind of worked progressively towards there. It played into our decision which way we were going to take the ball and or kick, whatever that would be, both at the start of the game and the half. But, yeah, we go back and look at that stuff, and so if we're faced with a similar decision that somebody else did, that we're prepared for it. No, there's no common thread. You know, the first one that he missed was he just missed it. And, you know, there wasn't one thing you point to and say, you know, there it is. The second one, he actually kicked the ground. This last one, you know, this is a 54-yarder where they trucked him. So we had a chance to come back and repeat that, and he misses a foot to the left. But if it doesn't go through the uprights, it doesn't count. That would be the only thing that's common between the three kicks.
Should that have been a roughing penalty?
You'd have to ask Dean Bland, you know that.
Is that one you guys sent in?
Yes.
Jeff, what have the numbers shown you on kickoffs so far, kickoff returns, in terms of bringing the ball out of the end zone? You know, with the theory being that now that you get it to 25, if you don't bring it out, what have you told your guys in terms of the decision making?
Different games bring on different situations. I never want to be in a situation. I thought we were too close in the one where Deontay ends up taking a knee, you know, a foot in the end zone, because, you know, it's hard when you're looking up at the ball to know exactly where your feet are, to know exactly where the ball is. I wouldn't want to start the game with a safety, you know, and that's happened in this league. It happened Tennessee, Pittsburgh opening day, maybe 2013, where the returner kind of lost track of where he was at and brought the ball back in the end zone to try and get that touchback. So you never want to put your team in that situation. We'll have different parameters. Hey, bring it out, you know, one deep or two deep or four deep, or, you know, this is a return we feel really good about. We can be really aggressive here. You know, sometimes the personnel can dictate, because it's not just the returner. You know, people look at the returner and say, hey, he's doing really well, or he's not, you know, doing as well. It has everything to do with the guys blocking for him as well. And if we get in a situation you know, maybe late in the game where there's been a few injuries, may tell him, hey, you know, unless it's in play, let's sit this one down.
With Bart, you have faith in him going forward, it seems. What have you seen that encourages you that things will get better?
Well, his ball flight is really good. I mean, even on the ones that are missing, it's not like the ball's spraying or sideways or whatever. The ball flight, the rotation on the ball, his timing, it's all really good. And in practice, it's been really good. Whether we've been indoors, outdoors, against the wind, crosswind, you know, wind at the back, you know, everything is pointing towards him being capable of making those kicks. If we didn't feel like he was capable of doing that, you know, then I'm sure the decision makers would make a different decision. But we have all the confidence in the world that we'll get it turned around and be making kicks going forward.
Psychologically, do you play any role in him, you know, going through this, or do you let him take care of that, you know, confidence?
I think there's different things you can say to guys to help guide them through some things. The longer you're with the player, I think you get to know them a little bit better. But the reality is, when it comes to that job, those guys are they're all different in terms of their makeup and their ability to control their different situations. They all go back to different things that help them fix. It's not common in terms of, you know, every kicker does the X, Y, or Z. Connor's a pro, and we anticipate him going in the right direction.
Every guy's different. How does Connor, how you've gotten to know him thus far, how is he personality-wise?
I wouldn't say he's unique. I'm just saying in terms of, like, the drills guys do, to kind of get back to fundamentals, those are usually different.
Jeff, what will your guys have to be mindful of covering Rashard Greene?
Yeah, really good returner. He's had a lot of production, and over the last 2 years, I think he's the top guy, you know, in terms of average return. They have a really athletic football team. They place a premium on length and speed. He's one of those guys. The guys blocking for him, all fit that mold. You know, they're really good space players. He's an aggressive guy with the ball in his hands, runs downhill, can get around the edge. He's got really good vision. We got our work cut out for him. You know, he's a good player.